Inside Mac.
Or Friday, August 4th, 2006, from the pages of MacMinute.com. This is the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando, and here are the stories for today. No need to worry about Apple's stock option problems. French iPod law goes into effect. NBC's new iTunes promotion. And new CD and DVD burning capabilities for Mac. Analyst Shaw Wu from American Technology Research and Gene Munster from Piper Jaffray have issued their research reports in which they detailed their reaction to Apple's announcement that it is delaying its 10Q filing and has found further evidence of stock option irregularities. Mac Observer reports that Mr. Wu wrote, while Apple hasn't been formally charged by the SEC or even received an informal inquiry, we do not find this update surprising and anticipate a minor impact to GAAP financials. He added, we continue to believe that even in the worst case scenario where Apple is found guilty of improper options granting, we do not believe Steve Jobs is liable, the reason being the compensation committee at Apple is run by an independent board that is not comprised of employees of Apple. Not to mention that Apple is investigating itself. They were the ones who brought this whole story into the light, and they're the ones who are trying to figure out what happened. Mr. Munster wrote, this issue slightly tarnishes Apple's squeaky clean image, but more importantly, this does not impact Apple's underlying fundamentals or ongoing business, and we remain positive going into the back half of 2006. The analyst also maintained his outperform rating on Apple's stock, which went down slightly, but went back up again. The recently passed law in France that allows regulators to force Apple to make its iPod player and iTunes online store compatible with rivals has gone into effect. The Associated Press reports that the Internet copyright law passed France's parliament on June 30th, Apple has called an earlier draft state-sponsored piracy, and some analysts have said that the law could force Apple to close iTunes France and pull its market-leading player from the country's shelves. Last week, France's Constitutional Council declared that part of the law was unconstitutional, stating that Apple shouldn't be forced to open the iTunes Music Store's digital rights management to MP3 players other than the iPod. Unfortunately, the council's ruling left the door open for other companies to pay Apple to license the iTunes DRM. The report goes on to say that the weakened law is expected to have little immediate effect. A new government regulatory authority assigned to monitor the law is not expected to be in place until this fall. It will mostly depend on the law's interpretation of the French courts, as well as the stance taken by the recording companies. NBC has announced that it will make a pilot episode of its new fall series Heroes available for free on iTunes beginning September 1st. Heroes is about the lives of ordinary people who have not-so-ordinary abilities. And according to Mac Minute, the free offering is a part of a cross-promotional effort that NBC is doing for the show that involves Nissan, Apple, and National CineMedia. This isn't your ordinary download, though. TV.com reports, to get the free Heroes material, moviegoers at AMC, Cinemark, and Regal Theaters will receive special cards with PIN numbers that let them enter the special Heroes preview section on iTunes. Cardholders will then be able to download the free pilot of Heroes, plus get behind-the-scenes footage and previews of other NBC series. New digital media features are boosting the CD and DVD burning capabilities of Macintosh computers and are transforming the rest of the electronics landscape as well. According to an article from Mac News World, last week Silicon Valley-based Sonic Solutions debuted Toast 7 with Blu-ray disc support. This is considered to be the first application of that kind for the Mac. The optical disc recording technology provides Mac users with the ability to store up to 50 gigabytes of data on Blu-ray recordable or rewritable discs. Roxio GM Stan Wong said the Blu-ray disc capabilities are among a variety of digital media features that are reshaping the way Mac users make CDs and DVDs at home as Hollywood starts distributing films in HD and Blu-ray formats. The chief technology officer of an Atlanta IT consulting company called Hotbricks said, we have seen a migration so that such technology is Mac compatible, and this opens new channels, new markets, and new possibilities. High-definition DVD is the main competitor and has a loyalty of some manufacturers, but the article claims that the compromise may surface similar to what Sony did with DVD burning technology, was to develop a solution that allows the consumer to play Blu-ray, HD DVD, DVD, and CD discs. Analysts are saying that this may not even take off until late 2007 or 2008, and of course, it'll be expensive at first, but later on, the price will come down to be a little bit more affordable. HP, however, has said that it will begin selling PCs with Blu-ray burners in them next year, while Toshiba will be offering systems incorporating HD DVD technology. Blu-ray offers something that may give it the edge, however. Blu-ray discs are produced with an advanced spin coating process technology that ensures uniform thickness on the recording disc. The discs also have a hard-coated cover layer, which will make scratch discs a thing of the past. Coming up, Napster goes clean and loses business when the Inside Mac Minute continues.
Are you ready to unleash the power of DVD? With DVD XDV, the power is within your grasp. DVD XDV converts your DVDs into broadcast quality video. Video clips from DVD XDV are ready to use in iMovie, iDVD, or Final Cut Pro. To learn more, visit DVDXDV.com.
You're listening to the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando. OmniPilot Software has said that they are making the new Lasso Developer 8.5 available for free. According to Mac Minute, this is the first time that OmniPilot has ever released a free version of Lasso. The developer edition is specifically tailored to meet the needs of advanced web developers because it can be easily installed on any platform, and it allows development and testing on one machine. The company said the new version is packed with new features found in Lasso Professional Server 8.5, and it now supports 5 IP addresses and 200 connections per minute, providing developers with a way to create a Lasso development environment absolutely free. It will require a server running LP 8.5 for deployment. A new version of MacScan has been released by Secure Mac. MacScan 2.2 is an update to its anti-spyware program. MacScan has been totally restored and is now a universal application, which will run natively on both Intel and PowerPC-based Macs. Version 2.2 includes an integrated update menu for both engine updates and spyware definition updates. According to the company, MacScan 2.2 offers greater overall stability and addresses several bugs reported in version 2.1. It costs $25 US and a free demo is also available. Apple has updated its hot deals site. Here are a few examples of what you can find. Power Max has deals on a wide variety of Mac-compatible hardware and software products, including Griffin Ear Jams, the Canon PIXMA IP1600 photo printer. You can get Adobe Photoshop Elements 3.0 for free with the purchase of the Adeso 12x9 graphics tablets. QuickBooks Pro 2006 is also available, and Publishing Perfection has deals on Mac-compatible hardware and software products as well. These include SanDisk, new Cruiser Micro 2GB USB flash drive, and the Epson Stylus Photo R800. And lastly, Ramjet has deals on exclusive prices for a wide variety of Mac-compatible RAM upgrades, including a 2GB RAM upgrade or a 1GB of memory for the Power Mac. And get a 2GB of RAM for the iMac G5 as well. For more details on the great offers you can get, go to hotdeals.apple.com. Napster's online music service noted that its subscriber base has fallen 7% as it focused on promoting a new free website. Napster was originally set up as a song-swapping site in 1999, but was forced to shut down in July 2001 after a series of legal battles with record labels over copyright infringement. In a report from Reuters, during a conference call with analysts, CEO Chris Gorog said he would not rule out the sale of the company. He said that they don't have their heads in the sand regarding a merger or an acquisition. The company still receives a lot of interest. The story goes on to say that while the company expected a negative impact to its subscribers' growth due to the new free website, they do expect Napster to get back on track. And those are the stories making it Mac. I'm Dina Orlando. Have a great weekend, and I'll be talking to you on Monday on the Inside Mac Minute.